Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm very excited to be joined by Jesse Schrader, Product Marketing Manager in Intel's Data Center Group. Hey, Jesse, how's it going?
Hi, Allison. Great to be here.
So why don't we just get started? You know, you've got a long history at Intel. Can you tell me a little bit about your role in the Data Center Group and how that relates to what we're delivering to the marketplace?
Yeah, sure. My background in technology is in IT. I've spent most of my career in IT and a lot of that time in cloud computing and software and various other areas. And the last couple of years, though, I've been working with the Data Center Group in a marketing role focused on communicating our data center strategy and more specifically strategies around data center security out to our customers and partners and just the broader market.
Data center security has been a priority for IT for many years, but it seems like with so many transactions moving online and through the cloud, it's getting more and more focus from a business standpoint. What is Intel's role in addressing this?
You're absolutely right that data center security is a huge issue, and that's really for a number of reasons. There's so many more ways to essentially attack into the data center. And also, hacking is reaching just an industrialized level where it's not just individuals in their basements. It's nation states. It's organized crime. It's a lot of big players who can do some very sophisticated things. And so one of the things that we're trying to do is in some way simplify or categorize the fundamental approaches to security and help communicate that effective security starts with a solid platform with security features that are built in at the lowest levels possible, and then the broader security solutions can be built on top of that.
Now, Intel obviously has been working to innovate on top of the baseline of security features on the platform. And another topic that you guys have been talking a lot about is key management. Tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. We have sort of these three big pillars that we're focusing our efforts around. The first is securing the platform, which means establishing trust and resilience in the low-level firmware and hardware components. And then our next is protecting the data. And that means protecting the data when it's at rest on a disk, when it's in flight over the network, and even when it's in use in memory. And then, of course, doing all of those without compromising performance, making sure that you can use encryption in a performant way. And so when we think about protecting the data, one of the most critical pieces of data to protect are the private keys that are used to encrypt and decrypt data. If an attacker can get access to your keys, then they can get access to all of the rest of your data, even if it is encrypted. And so protecting those keys is of paramount importance.
Can you tell me a little bit about how that would be addressed within silicon? And how that would match up with security solutions across different data center platforms?
Sure. Well, one of the concerns with keys is even when a key is essentially loaded into memory to be used in an encrypt or decrypt function, during that time, if something can snoop into memory, in theory, then it could snoop that key, even if it was stored somewhere secure, like a network HSM, a hardware security module. And so one of the things that Intel is offering in our Xeon Scalable platform is called Key Protection Technology. It leverages the chipset that comes with the Intel CPUs, and it contains a key store and a decrypt encrypt engine. Basically, it allows you to store and then conduct encryption and decryption processes without ever exposing that key in memory. So literally, the key never passes through main system memory. It never touches the CPU. It's essentially never in that space where something could hack it and view it. And so in that way, it provides an extra layer of protection in ensuring that those keys just can't be compromised.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the other technologies that Intel is bringing to bear in this space?
What complements this is encryption performance. You know, one of the big things that people can be concerned about is, well, if I start encrypting all of my data, what's that going to do to the performance of my system? And what a lot of people don't realize is that Intel's been working for quite a while to put a lot of crypto accelerators into our CPU and into our chipset to make the performance overhead thread of encrypt and decrypt operations basically almost invisible, so that you can encrypt your data and still have your CPU fully available to process your workloads. For instance, our base instructions, the advanced encryption standard accelerators, can allow standard workload volumes of data to be encrypted. We also have QuickAssist technology that has accelerators built in, but it also has a separate processor from the CPU. And so when you have a high volume of encrypt and decrypt operations, you can offload that work onto this QuickAssist chip and basically free your CPU up to not have to worry about encryption at all.
So looking forward, as we work with the ecosystem to deliver full solutions that are enabled with these technologies, what would your guidance be to an IT executive who's looking to ensure that as many capabilities of security are exposed in terms of the deployments of infrastructure within their environment?
Gone are the days when we can just trust our perimeter, our firewall, to prevent all attacks. If an attacker does get in, you want that data to be encrypted. Encryption of all of your data does not have to be a performance-limiting thing. You don't have to choose between performance and data security. You can have both, and so it's important to start planning a data protection strategy that includes encryption and also leverages the accelerators that Intel makes available.
So Jesse, where can folks go to find out more information about these technologies and hear the latest about what Intel is doing in terms of enabling them in solutions?
Intel.com/Xeon Scalable has a lot of information about our acceleration technology for crypto, also for key protection technology. There's also a lot of Intel people who are out there putting blogs and tweets and webcasts and various things like that out on the social media platforms. I, for instance, just recently posted a blog specifically on key management on the IT peer network that Intel hosts. And in fact, I had another blog recently on encryption and performance.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. It was quite insightful.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.